The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." Thus, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. For some reason, whenever I am out and about around the parish or in South Pasadena, for some unknown reason, people say to me, "You're from Ireland, aren't you?" And I have to admit that I am. They tell me I'm from Ireland because of my accent, which in an amazing way is something that I didn't choose. I was born into a particular country and culture. My accent is something that comes natural. Everybody at home, everyone around me speaks the same way, has the same turn of phrase. The accent travels with me unknowingly. It's not something I choose to do. It's my default position. It is the way I speak. It's part of all that I say. It's part of all that I do. And yet I am completely unaware of it. It's only when somebody from a different background, someone with a different accent, can pick out that my accent is so strange. Perhaps it's a little bit like white privilege. It is something that I can be so unaware of. It can be something that is part of me. It's part of me even maybe without my own choosing. It's not something I set out to do, and yet it can be every part of life. And it's only when you find out that it is so, that I live with privilege, it is only when attention is drawn to that, that you stop to think. The recent couple of weeks, starting in the United States, and now across the world, there is a consciousness of white privilege and how unequal and in ways unjust our world is. We may have been told, but we may not have paid attention, because it is part of who we are. It comes so naturally, we may not be aware of white privilege. So today we thank God that awareness has been brought to the injustices and the inequality of life, starting with the events in when George died 2 weeks ago, and our awareness brought through so many peaceful protests that Black Lives Matter. Today we hear the beautiful gospel of the Beatitudes. It's a gospel that does encourage us to take a step back and look at what really matters. Where is Jesus today? Where did Jesus wish his disciples to be? He wanted them to be with the poor, with those who mourn, with the meek, with those who hunger and thirst, with those seeking mercy. He asked God's blessing on those who are pure, who seek peace, and gives courage to those who are persecuted, those who are insulted because of who they are. Lord, as we hear your challenging words today, we thank God for the awareness brought about by so many to the inequalities of the world in which we live. Please, God, make us conscious that if we are not part of the solution, we continue to be part of the problem. Lord, bring justice to our world. Help us to work and bring healing. Lord, guide our steps as you send us out with this mission.